We talk about gratitude, and we also talk about the 5-to-1 ratio, which is people need to hear 5 positive things before mm-hmm. they can take a negative. Okay.
But let's be honest, that's really difficult. It sounds right.
Yeah.
And we understand that. And we've talked about yes. that. But how many days, let's just be frank about it, how many days go by when, and I'll say you, because I tend to say yep. more nice things, but I don't mean that in a negative way. But how many days go by
yep.
when, didn't say anything nice.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're really good about trying to.
And again, this is not necessarily yeah. about us. I'm just saying, but yeah. but it's hard to say. Okay,
it is. It right, is. It is. But it's important. And actually, we've talked about this before. So the ratio in relationships is 5-to-1. And they've done some research in business relationships, and it's 6-to-1.
I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
Welcome back to Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
So we're going to do things a little bit differently today. Usually you and I either have a conversation, the two of us, mm-hmm. or we have a conversation with somebody else. But today I'm going to kind of interview you about something that I knew nothing about. And
okay.
so you apparently know a lot about it. I knew nothing about it. Folks, she recently did an Instagram reel about this topic, and I never heard of it before. So we're going to talk about it. It's the mm-hmm. reticular activating system.
Which is really hard to say. And, I call it the RAS.
Let's go with that. RAS. What in the hell is that?
Okay. So it's neuroscience, which is...
You're already over my head.
Neuroscience, which is how your brain works. And mm-hmm. what it does is we all have this RAS system, and it filters what we see. And basically, a great example would be, for instance, do you remember when you decided you wanted to get a Jeep, like mm-hmm. a Jeep Wrangler?
Yes.
Okay. And you went to the Jeep Wrangler dealership, and you saw this cool blue color. Do you remember the blue denim
yes.
that had just come out? You had never seen that color before.
Right.
Right. You left that Jeep dealership and you started to look for blue Jeeps on the road.
Right.
And you started noticing more and more. And you were like, well, I never noticed that before. Because that's your RAS system. When you're looking for something, it's a filter and it's totally unconscious. You didn't say, I'm going to start looking for blue mm-hmm. Jeeps on mm-hmm. the road. It's just what your brain does. So it's kind of cool, but it's also kind of a little scary that there's these things going on. And what happens in relationships is we have an RAS system that is starting to look for things. Lots of times it becomes negative things when you're in a bad place with your partner. And sometimes it can be positive things if you're in a good place.
So it has, so you can have, you're talking about like certain predilections in terms of looking for things and certain settings
okay.
or
yeah.
what are you talking about?
Well, let's give an example of I sent you a text and my RAS system is in a negative mode and I'm looking for negative things. And let's just say you didn't answer me right away.
Right.
I am going to then interpret that as he didn't answer me right away. He's ignoring me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if I'm in a good place with you, my RAS filter will not necessarily interpret that pause in you answering the text as he's ignoring me.
Okay.
You might think, oh, he's really kind of, he's busy, or you might not think anything at all. And what's fascinating about the RAS system is that I see this a lot of times with couples, with people that I work with, not necessarily couples, but individuals. I've had several clients that are having affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens?
Oh, wait. You're getting ahead of me here.
Hold okay.
on a second. So having the affair is the symptom, right? I think you jumped ahead a little bit on me or on our audience
okay.
because we've, right. I've already lost you.
Okay.
All right. So let's assume for the purpose, before we get to the affair.
Okay.
Let's assume for the purposes of discussion, that this relationship that you're talking about, the people are not, you know, there's not that daily connection, that there's that, not that three C's that we've talked about to a successful relationship. Let's assume that, that, you know, they're just not connecting.
Right.
They're, and not, they're, not, they're not clicking.
Right.
So, so what, so this is where we're going to get to what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
What are the dangers of that when you layer this whole RAS brain physiology, whatever it is, on top of it?
Yeah. So if you're in a negative place and you become disconnected with your partner, then what happens is you're more likely to notice the negative.
Okay.
That's simplifying it.
Okay.
Right.
So you notice the negative stuff. You don't really pick up on the positive part, things that go on.
Yep.
And as a result of that, now we get to a potential
yes,
problem.
so what happens is you become increasingly aware of the things that really annoy you, bother you, things that you don't like about your partner, and not seeing any of the positive, but really focusing on the negative. And a lot of it's unconscious, because that's what your RAS system isn't like talking to you. It's not saying, oh, you're just noticing the negative. You are just noticing the negative, and it's like happening to you.
And when you notice the negative as opposed to the positive,
yep.
human beings sometimes in a relationship do what?
Well,
that's a leading question.
Right. That's a leading question.
Because I already know the answer, because you told that to me 3 minutes ago.
Right. Okay. So, but what I'm saying to you is, okay, whether the relationship's not in a good place and an affair starts to happen, somebody becomes interested in somebody else, what happens further, though, is your RAS system is now looking for the reason why your partner is bad, or the reason why your partner's disconnected, or the reason why it's okay that you're having an affair.
What this other person is giving you that you can't or aren't getting
exactly.
from your partner.
Exactly.
Your spouse.
So it sort of like strengthens the ability to rationalize the affair, if you will.
And it strengthens the disconnection.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So it works. It doesn't help in terms of trying to maintain or reconnect or rebuild a relationship. What it does, it seems to me, what you're saying is that if it continues, inevitably that relationship's going to fail.
Yes. However, because we always have a growth mindset, which means that we can change things in the way we do things, the way we think, just like muscles, we can, you know, grow stronger muscles. We can change the RAS.
Okay. So let's... Before we talk about how we're going to change it, or how, what we can do to change it, let's talk about the flip side. We talked about the dark side.
Yep.
So let's talk about the positive side of how the RAS works.
Yeah. So a great example of a positive RAS is when you first start dating.
Okay.
And maybe you don't even see things that you should see. Maybe there's some things that are like, we'll call them orange flags or red flags, like things that aren't great about your, you know, person that you're dating. So your RAS system is forgetting to notice those things because there's so many good chemicals, the oxytocin's going on, the endorphins are going on, and the RAS system is a little blinded, if you will.
Blinded by whatever you're focusing on.
Blinded by
the love.
I know
what I was focusing on when I first met you.
Exactly.
And even now. I mean, I'm watching you answer the questions, and I'm not even
thinking. You're blinded.
Blinded. I'm not even thinking about anything negative. Okay. But it also can work in a positive way, right?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
I mean, being blinded isn't not necessarily a positive. But let's talk about the not blinded, but not the dark side. How does it work in a positive fashion?
Well, it can work in a positive fashion because it can keep you connected to your partner. If you are seeking to see the good things, if you are constantly working at noticing, okay, yeah, like he didn't shut the cabinet or he didn't shut the door when he left. However, he folded my, you know, sweater and he did my laundry and he, you know, took care of the kids today and those kinds of things. So really balancing and noticing the positive and retraining your RAS system to notice not just negative and not just positive, but all of it.
Okay. So, all right. So we have the more negative.
The negative.
You have the blinded positive piece where so many other good things are happening that you may miss certain red flags. And this happens, right, with people who are dating, with people who just met each other.
It happens with people that are dating. It happens with buying houses and cars and things, like you would, you know, go back and go like, why did I do that? And it was in the moment, you were only seeing the positive.
I was only seeing that blue denim Wrangler.
Okay. And you didn't realize that it was loud on the highway.
Or that it cost $6,000 more than the light blue, the navy blue, exactly. Whatever it was. Okay. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Now let's talk about, and we talked about the positive ways and works without the blinding part.
Yes.
So now let's get to, how do you manipulate that RAS? How mm-hmm. do you, first of all, how do you consciously figure out that it's happening? Mm-hmm. Number one. And number two, once you have it figured out, how can you, you know, turn that frown upside down, so to speak?
Right. Well, I think a lot of times in relationships, if we're talking about relationships, I think we always have to kind of go back to a couple of things that we preach when we talk to people, which is assume good intentions, right? Like not assuming that somebody did something on purpose, and also holding grace for people. They make mistakes,
yeah.
right? Okay. Yes. You screw up. It doesn't make you a bad person just because you did one bad thing, right?
Right?
We know that. So kind of involving some principles of your thinking, and creating, you know, maybe a mantra or a saying, which is, you know, like, seek to understand or assume good intentions. Or for us, we have our tattoos, the good eye, to have a good eye for somebody.
Right. So it seems like it takes work, right? It really,
you have
to really be purposeful and intentional.
It does. Right. And so many times I think relationships deteriorate and end because people get into a negative RAS system. They both get there, or one gets there, and then the relationship starts to come undone.
Right. So, I mean, those kind of things tend to snowball, you know, bad.
Yeah. When people come into your office, are they generally saying good things about their partner or bad things about their partner?
That's a loaded question. Everybody who knows what I do for a living, which I think is most of you folks out there, which is being a divorce lawyer, rarely do people have a lot of good things to say. Now, it's true that sometimes that they do. Right. They might come and say, well, he's been a really good father, but our kids are grown and he's not a very good husband.
Right.
And so now we get into the not a good husband, and the good father stuff is sort of tossed aside, or it doesn't matter as much anymore.
Yep.
So, but yes, no, you know, certainly it's 90-10.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And what I do a lot in the work that I do with couples is to get them to understand that they're, you know, how they're seeing things, and to be able to try to see things in a more holistic way so that they are noticing. We talk about gratitude, and we also talk about the 5-to-1 ratio, which is people need to hear 5 positive things before they can take a negative. Okay.
But let's be honest, that's really difficult. It sounds right.
Yeah.
And we understand that, and we've talked about that. But how many days, let's just be frank about it, how many days go by when I'll say you, because I tend to say more nice things, but I don't mean that in a negative way. But how many days go by when didn't say anything nice?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're really good about trying to.
And again, this is not necessarily about us. I'm just saying, but it's hard. It's hard to say. Okay,
it is. It is. But it's important. And actually, we've talked about this before. So the ratio in relationships is 5-to-1. And they've done some research in business relationships, and it's 6-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
So employees, people that are working for bosses and supervisors, they need to hear 6 positive things before they can take in and not feel like wholly attacked, basically.
Yeah, I mean, and I have learned that in my business, and you know, we talk about working remotely, as we're getting off track a little bit, but I try very hard to thank the people that work for me, tell them how much I appreciate it, did a good job, that sort of thing. But in a relationship, when it's, we're getting up in the morning, we're brushing our teeth, we're going about our business, when we're coming back, we might get together for some period of time, I think it's harder, it seems like it should be harder for most people to say, did I say anything nice today?
Mm-hmm.
Did I
notice anything?
Did I notice anything?
Yeah.
And if I didn't, why didn't I?
Yeah. And that gets to a lot of what we would also talk about, which is, you know, journaling and gratitude, you know, gratitude journaling. And a lot of couples have practices, and I've had couples do this with, you know, together, which is at the end of the day, say, you know, 3 things that you're grateful for, because that helps train your RAS system to be looking for the positive. And so
that's interesting.
Yeah. So if you feel like your system, your RAS system has gone negative in whatever way, you can retrain it. That's the great part about this. And I think it's worth talking about, worth thinking about.
You're such a plethora of knowledge. You know, I mean, you know a lot about a lot.
Is that one of your compliments for today?
Well, it is. Yeah. I mean, actually probably it's my sixth or seventh because there are several, I think this is really interesting. And for anybody out there who wants to know more about it, drop us a direct message, send us an email. But be mindful of the reticular activating system, RAS. I'm looking at my page to make sure I pronounce it right.
Yeah. Because it's real and it's there and you may not even know about it.
Yeah, and it's important. It's important because it's almost like, you know, when you first talk to me about it, I think about it like it's almost like you want to be a better parallel parker or you want to be a better driver. You want to be a better basketball player. Mm-hmm. What do?
You got to practice. Study. Yeah.
You got to practice. And that's what this is. But it's not what we think of needing to practice.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Very interesting. Okay.
Very cool.
Well, that's it for today, folks. Feel free to join us next time on Conversations for Couples.
The podcast.
We are The Bullets, THEBULITTS.
And don't forget to subscribe and like us.
Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
Yes.
Thank everyone. And we appreciate everyone who's joined this community over the last, I want to say, 4 or 5 months. We've grown exponentially, both here and on Instagram. And we're trying to, you know, give folks some humor, but also some good information to take along the way. See you next time on Conversations for Couples.
The podcast.
Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.